Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge. This is your latest Manchester United news from the balcony in Spain. Hope you're doing very well. Apologies for that. We're going to have to edit that out a little bit later. But the big news this morning is that Manchester United have had a boost in relation to Adam Scott, in the sense that he has effectively put in a transfer request at Bournemouth. He will not sign a new contract. So Manchester United potentially not moving for Kone. Why are you moving around, Mark? Because I'm in one of these, I don't know what they call them. It's like a birdcage chair. Like you can just spin around like that. It's very, very, it's probably going to give you, oh God, it's probably going to give you lot a little bit of motion, but yeah, I quite like it. It's very nice for my back. Very, very, very good. We'll also talk a little bit about Marcus Rashford. We'll also talk a little bit about a few other things to talk about. Also, I had some information there that I didn't share because I was muted around what is happening. But with regards to Alex Scott, this has been broken by Sky Sports this morning, to be fair. And then Ben Jacobs, Scott will not. It's an egg chair. That's exactly what it is, Mikey. Scott will not sign a new contract at Bournemouth. Now, what I've been told is that Bournemouth do not want to sell him. That is their stance at the moment. They don't want to sell him. And they would be looking to go back with a higher offer to try and get him to stay. Even though he has said he wants to leave, they're not necessarily going to sell him because he's still got 2 years left on his contract and they could sell him next year with 1 year left on his contract. And we have seen players go for considerable amount of money even with 1 year left on their contract. So it's not definite for Manchester United, but it is positive news. I think we've been waiting for this for a while to see whether Alex Scott would sign a new contract or not. Well, he hasn't signed a new contract. He's not going to sign a new contract. So I suppose the question is, what does that mean for Manchester United? What does that mean for Manu Kone? Well, look, I had a bit of an update this morning. I think in relation to Manu Kone, as we said to you a couple of days ago, the risk with Manu Kone is that we miss out on him because we are slow in relation to what we decide to do. So with Kone, there is interest from other clubs. And now that the World Cup is done, he'll be looking to resolve his future. I think that we probably sort of, I think I spoke to you about this before, maybe on Sunday. I think that it's fair to say that United are looking at two midfielders. Look, I saw what Andy Mitten said this morning. I've seen what Laurie Whitwell have said and everyone like that. I don't personally think they're that well briefed from Manchester United, because I think that most of the information that we're getting is coming through from agents and other clubs. I don't think United are briefing anybody, so I'm not too worried about that. But I think it's a fair point from Wild Spade. I'm going to get into some of your comments. It is a little bit overcast today, actually. I don't mind it. It was scorching yesterday, so today I actually went for a little bit of a jog down the beach. Nice wind. Yeah, it'll clear up and it'll get oppressively hot. Rohith has just done a super chat. He says, "Hi Mark, our ownership is worse. No ambition, no signings by the end of the next season. We're going to finish outside the top eight." Yeah, I must just actually just apologise to Seb, because when we were doing the video yesterday that you might have watched on the balcony, I said, "Where are Man United going to finish?" And he said, and he could have said second. I was like, oh, there's no sir in the top five. And as many of you quite rightly pointed out to me, there is second. But look, the breaking news is, and Dennis says we need Kone more than Scott. The breaking news is that Alex Scott will not sign a new contract at Bournemouth. Therefore, I think that means... Oh, thank you for the super chat, Adam. He says you do enjoy a holiday. Mate, I bloody do. We all do after that World Cup. But we also need to be prepared for the new season. And United need to be busy. And I think without this news about Alex Scott, we'd probably be sat there going, it's Tuesday now. It's Wednesday tomorrow. And then it'll be Thursday. And that's how the week goes. But we are also fast approaching the back end of the July, and therefore I think that you do need to move quite quickly. What I will say is that I do believe, and I hinted at, well, I didn't hint, I said this to you, I think Alex Scott and Kone are the two midfielders. I think there is Kone talks, which I know categorically we've had, and then there is a second secret midfielder. Now, I said last week, it didn't really make a lot of sense to me why that secret midfielder is Scott, because we can't hold talks with Scott while he's a Bournemouth player. And we haven't held talks with Scott because he's a Bournemouth player. But what Manchester United have indicated to Scott's representatives is that if he becomes available, we will move. We will move. And I think that is Scott's play here. I think he's going, well, look, I'm in a brilliant position. Because the big question this morning is, Alex Scott has refused to sign a new contract with Bournemouth, as per the reports. That's what we're reacting to. But the big question is, what does that mean to... I'm not muted anymore. What does that mean for us? So I think if you're Alex Scott, you're in a great position. A little bit like me. You know, you just sat relaxed, floating around on your egg chair. And he's sort of like, look, Bournemouth want to keep me and they want me to sign a new contract, pay rise. Manchester United want to sign me, and that's pay rise and a Champions League club. And Arsenal and Man City are interested in me as well. So he is in a brilliant, brilliant position. Are we in a brilliant position at Manchester United? That's the big thing. And I want to discuss that next. But I've had a generous super chat here from Daniel. He says, hope you are well, having a great holiday. I'd be very happy with Kone, but I think we should now at least try for Scott. He wants a move, and I think he'd be a fantastic signing for us. Let's go get him. Thank you very much, Daniel. And Rohit says, this club has been with me through tough times and I've been with them. Why the ownership is not understanding this? I am worried about the future. Rohit is having a meltdown this morning. You need to chill out, mate. You need to chill out. Mark, is there a world where we sign Kone and Scott if the price is right and try and maybe loan out Mount to get a wage off the bill, says Gazza. No, I think what happens now is that Manchester United have to... Someone said, can you keep still? Sorry, it's just very addictive. I think where we are right now, I think Manchester United do need to be very, very careful. My stance is that United need to be careful because Kone is there and he wants to sign for Manchester United, and that deal can be done for a reasonable price with Roma. That's a reasonable wage. And that could be done now. Literally, Man United could go and do that deal now if they wanted to. But then you've got Scott, who has gone and done what probably makes Man United's job a little bit difficult, in the sense that he has said that he basically wants to leave Bournemouth. Now, it's a nice way of saying that you want to leave Bournemouth, because ultimately people will say, well, it's not really a transfer request. But if you're happy at a club and they say, here's a new contract, you sign the contract. Look at Szoboszlai at Liverpool. I mean, Szoboszlai probably could have gone... forced to move to Real Madrid or something like that. He signs a new contract at Liverpool because he's happy there. So Scott not signing a new contract at Bournemouth, to me, is an absolute admission that he wants to go. So I think that realistically, the play now is going to be who's going to be first to bid for Scott. And do Man United go in aggressively or not? I think that's going to be the big thing for me. Music for everyone out there says, out of Scott and Kone, Kone is the cheaper option and less likely to involve a bidding war. So I do not see us getting Scott, although he is Mayor Letitia's stepbrother, so maybe she could help us out. Yeah, she'll have to send us some money. Act quick, no more Spurs Liverpool hijacks, says Dennis. Well, I do also think in relation to... Scott, it's worthwhile saying that he is wanted by Arsenal and Manchester City. And I think that, look, my general stance on this, giving pure opinion, is that I'd be very happy with Alex Scott. I'd be very happy with Manu Kone. And if it's one of those two, I'm not going to massively cry about it, because I think it's a, you know, I think it's an intelligent move to get either of those two. Neither is a six. I completely agree. Neither of them is a six, but it would be an intelligent move to go and get one of those two to add to Santos and Ederson. Santos and Tielemans. And whilst it wouldn't be the dream summer transfer window for me, it would still be a good one. So I think that as long as we get one of these two, I'm quite happy. I don't know about you. We won't get both, as people have said. We won't get both because we can't afford it. But I'd be happy with one or two, with one of those two. A personal preference, it's difficult to say, because I think if you end up with the other one, you feel like you betrayed the other one. Scott will go for around 80 to 85 million pounds. Now, the problem we've got is if Arsenal come in, I mean, a good point from John Garrett there says, stick with Kone to avoid embarrassment. The worrying thing with Scott is that, have Arsenal got 80 to 85 million pounds to spend on Alex Scott? Yes. I think they'll feel there's much more value in the market doing that than there is in spending 117 million pounds on Morgan Rodgers. I think in this market at the moment, can you see them? A couple of jet skis in the background. Might just, I don't know, turn it the wrong way.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The GameTime app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the GameTime guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with GameTime. Download the GameTime app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
You might be able to see them. I don't know. I think with what I was going to say there now, could see jet skis in the background. What worries me about Arsenal slightly, and I suppose Man City, is that their willingness to go and spend money. And I think that when you look at the market, Josh says, thrilling quality, Mark, got your priorities. Thanks, pal. I'm just glad it's actually working. I mean, I put up a video last night at about 1 a.m. just to say I was on holiday, so people know where I am. And then I thought I'll try a live one this morning. We had a bit of audio issue at the start, but I should be able to do a couple more this week. Chelsea's also interested in Alex Scott as well, says Addy. And I'd be very surprised if Chelsea could beat us to Alex Scott. I'd have to say. Mark, please give us another view of Butlins, says Ken. Well, to be fair, the weather today probably is. Who's that in the background? All right, Seb. All right. That's two cameos he's done now. But going back to what we were talking about there, I will say who I'd prefer out of Kone and Scott. But what I wanted to say about Scott was, if United put all their eggs in that basket, and I've been told this again this morning, if they put all their eggs in the Scott basket, they might end up with scrambled egg. Because ultimately, the scenario will be Scott will take time. So this is the next step that's really important. If United commit to Scott, he will take time. It's not going to be a quick deal. There will be competition. Even if United walked in and gave 90 million for Scott and Bournemouth accepted it, Bournemouth would then go to other clubs and say, do you want to match that bid? And they might go, let us think about it. So that takes time. So the Scott deal will take time. It may not get done before the start of the season. So that would be a problem. Absolutely, yes. So I think with Scott, just be wary that if we commit to Scott, then we might not get him and it could take time. And Liverpool could go for him, as Ken said. Somebody just mentioned Chelsea. Let's not forget Arsenal. Let's not forget Man City. So I like Scott.
I really like Scott.
But if you do go for Scott, you might not get him because others will go for him. And in the meantime, you will lose Kone because Kone will not wait for United. He's got too many other options. He wants to sort his future out. He's not Amrabat. Amrabat would have waited for Man United till now. Ugarte had no other options. Kone is a prime player this summer transfer window. There are three or four clubs that want it. So the choice you've got is you go for Kone and you get it done very, very quickly, or you go for Scott, you potentially get a better player, potentially. I mean, some people might think that. But then you don't get Scott, you turn back to Kone, he's not there, and then you're running down the list desperately at the end of the window. So, look, one fly in the ointment would be if Alex Scott said to Bournemouth, I only want Manchester United. Now, that's an Mbeumo category, isn't it? And that would be quite interesting if he did do that. We'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But I think that, personally, the way the window's gone, the lack of trust for Manchester United, I think I would probably go and get Kone now. As Amel says, I think I probably would, because we've spoken to him. He wants to do the deal. And if you get it done quickly, then, you know, it works. Slazy says, Seb's made more cameos than men at Maino at the World Cup. Yeah, he just wants to go down to the pool, to be honest. His sisters and his mum have gone to the gym. Who goes to the bloody gym on holiday? Probably loads of people. I ain't getting on no plane. I ain't getting no gym. Please do share the video, by the way. I don't know why. I think when it's done on my phone, it doesn't send notifications out. But we still got Stebby 7000. Thanks for watching. Garfield's just had a McDonald's delivered. So I've sort of committed. I think for me, the player I would go for would be... I think I'd go for Kone. If it was a straight fight and both wanted to come to Man United tomorrow, I'd probably go Scott because he's a bit younger. I think he's got a little bit more potential. He's obviously Premier League proven and he's homegrown. So I think I would go for Scott over Kone if it was like, you know, they both want to sign, they're going to sign in the next hour. Which one do you want? I think I would go for Scott. So it's close. I'm not sat here going, oh God, you know, it's belabourable, Scott. Definitely get Scott. If as I say, don't know what your thoughts are, but if it was literally I can have either, I'd get Scott. But I think he's going to take time and we'll miss out on Kone and then we could miss out on him. I think I'd just take Kone and it's like, yeah, just get out of Dodge, really. What about Amicha, Mark? Just before I talk about Amicha, Joe Martin says, what do you think about the signing of Tynan Thompson? I just think it's a typical Man United signing. I think it's from what I know, he's a decent player in the Spurs youth setup. I don't think he was anywhere near getting into the first team. I think United are very good at this. They've spotted a player that could be like Aidan Heaven. I mean, and let's hope he is. But ultimately, he's not a player that's, you know, it's another player that we've got to develop and we're not very good at developing players. So I always look at the younger players and go, is this just volume of young players? Like we just seem to do this now and none of them ever hit the first team. So I think we'll have to wait and see what happens with him. But he's certainly not a player that's ready to go straight into the team, which is, you know, that's what we need to be talking about. Man United are always going to sign players for the future. I think that's always going to happen. I think what we need to do is buy players for the now, definitely. What time is it there? It's a bit of a thrower because it's heading towards midday here because we're an hour ahead in Spain. So I'm in Spain. Basically, Spain won the World Cup. I'm sad I'm going there. I was singing it all through the airport. I'm Spanish for the week. We've won the World Cup. It's the closest they'll get to it. What was I talking about before? Oh, Enmecha. So I think in relation to Enmecha, Starting to brighten up a little bit now. I think in relation to Enicha, oh my God, that's a bad injury on my foot. Enicha would be my dream midfield signing. I've said this before. I've heard nothing about United going for him. I've heard nothing about Wharton. I've heard nothing about Stiller. I don't think that's about to change anytime soon. So, I've heard nothing about it. But Enicha for me would be the player that I would like United to go and sign. Absolutely. I think he's a fantastic player. And I think he's exactly what United need. But we're not looking at him. So I can't say anything about that at the moment. There was something in this morning in the Manchester Evening News, just while I've got you, where they're basically saying that United won't go for a left winger while Marcus Rashford's here. I sort of touched on this a little bit this morning. I did a show earlier on the balcony, on that balcony, actually. And it's basically, that's not my pool behind me now. Well, it technically is, but it's not my exclusive pool. I don't turn around and say, "Gah, my pool. Gah, my pool." It's my sea. That is my sea. I have bought that. I think I got overcharged, and I don't know how I'm going to police it because I've seen a few boats going over it and jet skis. But basically, they said I could have the sea as part of the view for 30 grand for the week. But I've seen a lot of people going in it, and I've seen a couple of seals in it, and I'm like, get out. But no, I think in relation to Rashford, I'm quite calm about that. Look, I know Terry last night wasn't calm about it, which I sort of understand. I think with Rashford, my stance on it is, if you let it bother you, it's going to really bother you. And if you let it just play out, it might not end up bothering you. Like, he might come back and be world class and it won't bother you then. Or he might come back and it might just all be a bit of PR to get a move, which I think it possibly is. So I just think with Rashford, I'm quite relaxed about it, because at the end of the day, it is embarrassing for the club. Is it embarrassing for him? No. Is it embarrassing for the fans? No. I think it's irritating for some fans. I think when the club gloats about removing a player from the bomb squad and then, you know, removing a wage and then they bring him back, I think that is embarrassing. So I also don't really think he fits in. Look, ultimately, Michael Carrick will lose his job on this. Michael Carrick's the guy driving it. The club don't want him back. They want to sell him. They don't like the wage. Rashford probably wants to go and would like to go on loan to Barcelona, but Man United won't do a loan. And Carrick's there saying, bring him back. I think I can get something out of him. So ultimately, these are managerial decisions, you know, and I don't massively have a problem with that.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
So I'm quite relaxed about the Rashford situation, really. I'm more focused on the midfield. I think, you know, Rashford coming back or not is, look, it doesn't move the needle for me. Like, if Rashford had gone to Barcelona and we'd bought Somerville, is that any better than Rashford being back? I suppose that's the way I look at it. It's like, you know, if I understand the frustration if Rashford stays and they can't sign Diamande or Nusa. We're not looking at Diamande or Nusa. We're looking at, if Rashford had gone, we'd buy Somerville. And I'm sort of like, it's not really moving the boat for me. So I'm not that bothered. And what does move the boat for me is the midfield. That's the situation that I want to see the improvement on. So, yeah, you know, that's what I'm sort of looking at over the coming weeks and months. No, not months, weeks. Yeah. My live chat keeps playing up here. Thanks, everybody who's watching, by the way. We've got nearly 8,000, which is great. What do you think about the SAR rumours? Is Bergbäck an option, says John. Paul says, what do you think about the SAR rumours? Well, SAR is not an option for Man United because we can't buy a winger. So we won't be looking at a winger at the moment because we've got Marcus Rashford at the football club. So, you know, that won't be happening, will it? What's the plan for the rest of the week? I will be sporadically dropping in. Obviously, if anything big happens, I will be going live, whether it's on that beach, in that pool, or on this balcony. We will be live with you. We've still got our normal shows going on this week as well. I mean, the big question is, have I taken a week off because I know it's going to be quiet? The honest answer is no. My holiday was booked around the World Cup finishing, not around planning a quiet Man United week. If I was doing it, if I wanted to go on holiday and plan a week where it would be quiet at Manchester United, I'd basically book it somewhere between May and August. Because it's always quiet with Man United, isn't it? We very rarely get busy. You get an occasional couple of days where it goes a bit mad, but no, I don't anticipate it being quiet this week. I genuinely do think that news about Alex Scott is big news. I think the fact that he is basically saying to Bournemouth that he wants to leave probably ends up with him leaving. So I think in this morning, as we are, I would say to you, and I think you'd agree with me, Alex Scott will not be playing for Bournemouth at the start of next season. That's my interpretation of a player that won't sign a new contract. I think that's an admission that he wants to go. And whilst Bournemouth don't have many fans, and that's factual, they've only got 11,000 who can get in the ground, I think if you're a Bournemouth fan, you're almost going, well, we're not a football club that keeps players that doesn't want to be it. Let's cash in now and let's get somebody else in. So I think the logical step now is the exit of Alex Scott from Bournemouth. I think that's absolutely logical. I think that's what's going to happen next. Whether Man United can be part of that equation. Look, as I said to you at the weekend, I was told that Manchester United would pay the price for Alex Scott if he became available, and they would go hard for him, which is a terrifying thought. But on the other hand, did we not do that with Matheus Fernandes as well? So, I think it's very significant news. Probably the biggest news we've had since we dropped that Kone talks had happened and Tillemans signed. So I think this is a significant day for Manchester United. And it would be an impressive deal, one, if we could do it, and two, if we could do it quick. But as I said, my concerns are Manu Kone is there to be done. And if you go for Scott, miss out on Kone, and then miss out on Scott, where do you end up then? And that's the risk Man United have got, because we don't have a lot of leeway in relation to how this summer's going to go, considering I think some teams are stronger than us. Gilman says, if Scott were to leave Bournemouth, I think his ideal destination would be to reunite with Iriola at Liverpool. Well, I don't think there's been any indication from him that he's looking to do that. I think it's been kept very quiet in relation to where he's going to go. So I don't know about that. I've never quit looking in the live chat here. Scott, this live chat is absolutely not updating. Am I only getting certain chats here? There used to be a web. No. Don't mess about with this again. Never do that again. That's lost us 1,000 watchers straight away. Hopefully you're still here. Let me know in the live chat if you're still here. Hello, is anybody still here? I am. You're back again now. Good. There we go. I'm back now. I had pressed the wrong button. I apologise for that. Yeah, we're good. Right, chuck me some questions in now because I've just lost 2,000 people messing around with that. Love to Pratt. you're looking a bit tired, Mark. Yeah, I've got no filters. I'm literally on my phone, and I had a few last night. So yeah. Where am I on holiday? I'm in Spain at the moment, Jerome. Who else is in for Scott? Says Leg. I mean, we're dealing in rumour, but I would say that Liverpool potentially, but I think Arsenal really like him. I think Chelsea really like him. I think Man City are going for Boadi, but they would pivot towards him. So Arsenal, Chelsea, Man City could pivot. Liverpool could, I mean, fucking hell. And this is why I go for Kone. This is why I go for Kone. But then part of me thinks, are Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City going for Kone? Or Chelsea are? So sometimes you sort of like, you want us to buy good players, Mark, but you don't want us to go for Scott because we might miss out. Well, yes and no. I think that's a good theory to have. But also, let's not forget, this is the end of July. We didn't get any of our major signings. We got Santos and Tielemans, which are already backup signings. I don't want to end up with without Kone or Scott, really. That's sort of my stance on it. Why do you like Scott? I think he's got athleticism, he's got composure, he's got physicality, he's got height, he's got lots more to give. I think he's, to be honest with you, I think Tuchel would have took Scott over Mainoo in hindsight. Obviously, he doesn't rate Mainoo, so I'm not saying that I rate Tuchel. I just think he's a very good player. I don't think Rashford should stay, but he wouldn't be coming as a guaranteed starter. Kunya can easily play ahead of him, meaning less pressure, says Braden. I disagree, though, Braden. I think Carrick is a bit obsessed with Rashford. I think he's going to definitely do that. Vincent says, do you think Scott can be a regen of Carrick? I do think there are Carrick vibes to Scott. I've said that multiple times. I do think there are vibes to that. I think that's a very fair point. We'll have to wait and see. Scott is a Spurs player all day long. Well, he's not. He's not going to Spurs, Simty. We only like Scott because of what he's done versus the top six, says Wizzer. And streaming while on holiday, very committed. I can't stay away. But I wanted to talk about the Scott deal because I do feel like the midfield conversation is ours. You know, I dropped that, has Tielemans got a release clause? And everyone was like, what are you going on about? I had Villa fans saying, shut up, he signs for Man United. I told you Man United were in Kone talks and people were going, no, he's not. No, they're not. We're in tough talks for Kone. And I did say, I think the secret midfielder could be Scott. And lo and behold, it is. What I would say about Scott, though, and it's very important, because what will happen now is you'll start to get a lot of Billy bullshitters coming out talking about talks with Scott. We're not in talks with Scott. We wouldn't do that to Bournemouth or Brighton or Brentford. We wouldn't do that because it's just not the way Man United want to operate. We're not in talks with Scott. What we've done is said that if Scott becomes available, we will be interested. So Scott knows we want him, but we're not talking about wages. We're not talking about anything like that because that's not the hard bit of the deal. The hard bit of the deal is Bournemouth agreeing to sell. So until we get into a position where Bournemouth will sell, that is the problem. But I think we're moving fast towards that, as I said. What do you think about other clubs' transfers? Vision says Liverpool are going to get Barcola. Arsenal will go for Barcola as well. Yeah, I mean, other clubs do have priorities. There might be a little bit of an option there. But look, even if we do sign Scott, do people want to wait till the end of the window to do it? I think we need to be moving a little bit quicker, in my opinion. I think we need a player quick. That's what I think. Okay, apologies, everybody, for the audio. Apologies for hitting the wrong button. Is there any chance we get a left-back if Rashford stays? We need a left-back. We do need a left-back, Aztec. Absolutely. We do. But look, I will probably drop another one for you in the early hours like I did later because that just suits me time-wise. We have got our normal shows every day this week, 10, 2 and 8, and I'll be dropping in between. I might do a couple of...
I might do a couple more morning shows this week for you as well. I think I'm on a Friday, definitely, but I think I might be on tomorrow or Thursday. But I'll be dropping stuff anyway as stuff comes in. Dan says you look tired. I do look tired. I've not been up that long. Need to get some... we've got a spa here. I might have one of them. But apologies, everybody. Thanks for everybody for what happened at the start and sticking with us. And I'm going to go and have a beer now. So cheers. I'll check out on the Instagram at Goldbridge Mark. I'll speak to you all in a bit. Take care.
Ten hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.